Mr. Bostock, I've got the dosage on your prescription and Dr. Cobb will see you now. Please go phone.
Ah, oh, come in, come in. Nice to see you. So, tell me, Mr. Bostock, you don't mind if I call you Gerald, do you? Good, good. Tell me, Jerry, when did the feelings of rejection first begin? When you were a little boy? 9, was it? 10? Parents difficult, were they? Parents often are. Good, good. But you really did mind, didn't you, Gerald? Tell me how it all began. Tell all, do. Good, good. Really don't mind, it's one that. Mama makes butter rice when your dad just made the show. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the dumpster, your love's in the sink. So you ride your sails over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how to be. As a brick, and the sand castle that shoes for all swept away. In the tide of destruction, the borrowed Malay. The elastic retreat trains the clothes of plane. Wave of colors the new tangled plane. When your new shoes worn in the heels, and your sponge tennis rambling feel, and your wise friend don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. Love that I feel is so far away. I'm a bad dream that I just when a few shake your head said it's a shame.
Shut out the whole truth.
Stand me down the long ages, let them sing a song.
Thank you. the tree, returning from the sea. The doer and the faker, no allowance for the other, as the fading light illuminates the mercenary's greed. The whole fire burning, and yet love was boiling, but the master of the house is far away. The horse is stamping, the water breath clouding, in the sharp and frosty morning of the day. While the soldier sheathes his sword, and the youngest of the family is bowing with authority, building castles by the sea, in the hard time, to watch them all
What do you do when the old man's gone? Do you want to be here? And you will sing the song. Do you want to be here?
My favourite violin player.
I was just calling for a chat. I'm so bored. The baby might stop crying. Gavin's at work. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but this is a bad time to call, Anna. We're right in the middle of a concert at the moment. But tell you what, get on Skype. Call me back. Online. On your fiddle.
All right, then. Give me 2 minutes.
2 minutes it is. Anna.
As he shuffled in the courtroom, with your rings upon your fingers, and your dowdy little sallies, and your silver moccasins. Laying in the hard case, you follow the example of a comic paper idol, who lets you bend the
like the central of Northern Europe, which suffers from the right continental flow. The separate high-pressure cell is situated in the mid-Atlantic, with a frontal system wedged between the two. These unsettling conditions bring a deep depression to the northern and western parts of the UK. Depression can often be the result of more fundamental conditions. These feelings of being unsettled can in fact be the early symptoms of a very worrying disease.
That's right, Ryan, you know, as we older chaps sally forth on the final chapter of life, we have to remember to look after ourselves. Go for that annual health inspection. Make sure that everything is still okay down there. Some of you may find yourselves waking up 3 or 4 times during the night, having to go to the toilet. Can't last through the night at all. Some people probably can't even get halfway through a rock concert without going to the toilet. Are you heading off to the toilet?
Yes, I am.
Of course, sir. What's your name?
Tom.
Tom, good to see you. Where are you from?
Over there.
Tom, I need you to help us out here. Can you go and see Chris and come up on the stage? Be brave. This is your big moment. Big moment in the sight. In order to complete this little experiment, we need someone who looks authoritative, has the gravitas of the medical profession. We need a doctor. Someone who'd like to be a doctor. Someone who looks like a doctor. Sir, you look like a doctor. Come up and join us. There you go. You don't need the specs. He's a good man. Yeah, oh, he's leaving the cell phone, leaving the fire extinguisher. Hello, nice to see you. What's your name?
Lee.
Lee, Dr. Lee.
Dr. Lee.
Dr. Lee it is. Dr. Lee, we got the white coat for you here. So slip this on. There you go. It's going to work a treat. And also, for authenticity's sake, that silky, smooth latex rubber glove. Tom from over there, don't worry about this. This is gonna go smoothly. I can see Dr. Lee has trouble getting the glove on, but he's gonna make it. They're gonna go behind the modesty screen, because we don't want to get too graphic about this. So they'll go back there and we'll see how one of these inspections work. Huh? If it seems a little gory and scary, it could be a lot worse, because I was thinking about showing you my colonoscopy video later. That might be a bit hardcore even for you, folks. Let's see, they should be about ready now. I think, there we go. Yep, something's happening behind the modesty screen. There is Tom. Tom it was, wasn't it? Yes, dropping his drawers. And Dr. Lee's got the glove on and about to make the manual inspection of the dishes. Well, it only takes really a couple of minutes, and it's worth doing. Trust me, it only takes a couple of minutes to know that everything is still okay down there. Are you coming back, folks? Yeah, long way, isn't it, tonight? Great. Come over here. Thank you. Dr. Lee, that's really good. Thanks very much for helping us out. Another chance. Dr. Lee can keep the glove as a souvenir. Now then, Tom, wasn't it? Tom, that wasn't so bad, was it?
No,
it's okay. Did it hurt at all?
No, not at all.
Going to do the same next year?
Definitely, yeah.
Brilliant. Well done, Tom. Well done, Tom. Now, statistically, in an audience this size, somewhere around 60, 70 men here in the audience tonight will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in your lifetimes. So, ladies, look after your man. Send him off for that health inspection tomorrow. Only takes a minute. Save a life. Could be his. Not like some of these poor people we used to know, love, and respect.
Child from hell, put it to the test. Teach it to me a while.
We walked through the maternity ward and saw 218 babies wearing nylons.
Light the
the precise nature on it. See the summer lightning cast its clouds upon you, and the hour of judgment draws near. Would you be the fool that in the suit of armor as the wise of men crushes fear?
Good evening. My name is Colonel Archibald Paris, but you can call me Tufty. All the friends do. Welcome to Cruddock Hall. If you've not been down here, we'll take you on a little guiding tour, especially for St. Cleeve TV, where you can see all the things to do with our wonderful, wonderful three parishes community. Well, off we go for a little quick sortie around the hall and the gardens. We sweep in through the long driveway, turn up here to face Cruddock Hall. Follow me, we'll go visit the lagoon. Come along, Sluggo. Come along, Spitfire.
Watch out for cats crossing.
Nice bit of lawn here. Daughter got married. It's big in the tents. That wayward niece of mine, young Hermione's got her eye on a little wedding celebration here at some point. Let's cross over the ornamental bridge and go to the lagoon. It's said that 400 Irish navvies dug this man-made lagoon many, many, many years ago. We used to keep coal ducks here, a couple of runner ducks too. Damn Sluggo ate the lot. None left at all now, Dad. Very good. This is all the remains of a Japanese garden. Wife didn't like it too much and had it all dug up. She doesn't like that Japanese food either. Hello, Spitfire. Come along, dogs. Come along, cats. Quiet bit of the garden here. Hedges need doing regularly. And this is the back view of Cruddock Hall. The Cruddock up the bum shot, you might say. Come along, do try to keep up. Chickens! Chicken! That's my boy.
It's said that Joan Collins slept here. Well, here. Hufflepuff here, I imagine, and probably slept next door. Who will, I don't know, more than me.
Very well, hope you enjoy the little tour around. We have to make way now for the main entertainment events of the evening. Live on stage, Ian Anderson and his chums with a splendid concert of progressive rock music. Mustn't call it pop, apparently. So off we go live on our very own WeTube channel to the Village Hall, St. Cleeve Community Centre. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for the finals of the Phil Collins karaoke evening. Live from the Dirty Dock in Lidwell.
Cupboard doors, barking panic.
loudest shrieks, dark bonuses of blooded gore, interventions at every turn, opportunities from high and low, journeys I might never take. Talk of things he knows just where we go. Rebels come, a pebble thrown, paint tsunami on a common shore. I would slip right off this high-rise curve. The elevator stops at every point. We all must wonder now and then if things have turned out, well, just plain different. Chance path taken, page unturned, or brief encounter, blossomed, splintered. Might you have been the man of courage, brave upon life's battlefield? Captain Commerce, high-flown banker, hedonistic, down at heel. A Puritan of moral fibre, vice raised in praise magnificent. Arrested in assured repose, knowing you're not in quiet content. What ifs, maybes, and might have beens fly soft petals on a breeze? What ifs, maybes, and might have beens, why not? Perhaps, and wait and seize. Where did it come from? Where's it going? Upper six flow shark numbers flowing from the pen that never forgets, recording lectures each way say bets. Bottle Roy's and first form fat allowances all overspent. Patters gilded generosity safely deposited against rainy day. There's money in those goddamn bills, interesting sugar-coated bitter pills. March is made from Tompkins Minor, Lord aspirations, nothing finer.
good on the rugby field. Pushing, kicking. Brutish boys bothered me.
Sensitive and caring. Seemed the lighter, brighter way to be. Mr. Chenning's good housemaster seemed instinctively to understand. Touched me with his gentle presence under bedclothes, under hand. At the crossroad in Gear Street, an old town, Cheryl's something from good home on sea. Thinking back of the childhood he once was, all bread and butter and jam for his tea. Thank you. hands clenching a chemical soothing. Desperate measures, desperately tearing. A last vestige of dignity whispered the losing. He was sure of lies to dread that's not clouded. In no way to go, no time was given. Is our little man, he's adrift and dumbfounded. Head on heart, pillow waiting for sleep. from a salt England, that Mars forgets the cost of strife. Serves no longer purpose in my life. I lie in sweat, cry others' tears, and write the letter to my mum. My wife, my God, and her unseen, who never thinks to intervene. Oh, what pain, and no one nigh has called to us from heaven on high, this cruel and harsh, sweet punishment for follies acted, leaves us bent, long road ahead, and Persian hordes, where will we stop to sheath our swords? I heed ye's my patience saving, wake when soldier boots come creeping. Touchdown after muddy rugby in the softer even song. Steal through open doors to heaven in angelic sing-along.
It's like echoes in the rough to seal the air and sing us night.
Our voices chased unbroken pure, take manly message to the fight.
I sense the power, and I sense the spirit move, escaping corridors of hope, stone walls lit above,
beyond the day, the sky that transcends, and the splinter in the choir, which can blow deep in the bed, I will lay them at the fire. In the chapel, I am wondrous in the eyes of lesser boys. Raptures touch me, lift me, shape me, brotherhood, an ode to joys.
If white robes are peasant dress, with hand of heart and hand of sword,
elevated, born to service of the Lord.
I sense the power, I sense the glory road. Possession influence my head above the earth, right below.
Follow me to serve the master, he whose power brought me his name.
pray. Dearly beloved Father,
we know it is tough to make ends meet through troubled times, when economic woes grow bad to worse. So call out to our family of treasured followers, and make a pledge today, give till it hurts. Our coffers almost empty, but our plans stand faithful by, as we set out to shave in the embers. Together we can face our willing congregation, and I can live on any small change that's spent. So give till it hurts, yeah, give till it hurts. Make a pledge and give till it hurts.
Tune in to the National Gospel Channel next week. Praise be to him and hallelujah. Remember to keep those pledges coming in and give till it hurts.
Gerald Bostock, fresh from school with few O-levels, sets his sights. No grand, fanciful fantasies, but level-headed middle ground. The retail trade, the corner shop, that humble service of plain town folk. Open at 9 and close by 6, enough to work, play, work around. Regulars drop by to chat in idle gossip, repetition. Same old words, another day, while all the time life slips away. But slips so slowly, stretches moments into hours, and hours to years. With characters by Harold Pinter, dark silences, slow passion play. Then home the fire of model trains, and shunt and shuffle wagons, locomotive breath upon his brow. Smooth clockwork running, motors hum, while Baron Madge prepares hot dinner, Fray Bentus pie, always a winner. So praise life's routine, cozy habits, and don't forget to call your mum.
Thank you.
last night's pink house. On this pale and sultry night, stars sing along past her and him, and I feel the lateness anyhow. And I'm 50 long years from home, and you talk dying for a change of horses. It's time to start new courses and head for safer houses. No more empty towns of this unholy Babylon. Some 400,000
back havens, lost the lot when inland revenue got wise. So I did my time for what?
On the streets, a pretty pickle, I met a man who lifted me, took me home for slap and tickle, his civil partnership pledged to me. Another day, another life, a quiet cafe, stop a euphoria. Count my blessings, crossword ready, soon find my slippers in the study by the telly. I see forgiveness, I beg your pardon, and nine Mulberry Gardens. Fresh start, another day, another life, so far away from hell raised Aria. Now I lay me down to live. Home, that's when we find all that. suburban. It's all routine and repetition. Stamp collecting first editions. Steam train spotting. Just slipped away from sweet utopia. The cleared comforts, ceramic of electric blanket, your uncle's pub, a pretty picture. A brief encounter blossoms and turns. Might I have been the man of courage, brave upon life's battlefield, captain, commerce, high-flown banker, hedonistic, down a deal, a pure to the moral fiber, voice great and praise back to the sand. Your animal feels, and show wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a
brick too. Many, many thanks to Ian Anderson and his group of splendid musicians live from the St. Cleve Village Hall. Now extend your warmest appreciation, please, to David Goodyear on the bass guitar. On the drums and the percussion from Bristol in England, Scott Hammond. Playing his organ, the piano, and the piano accordion. Also from Bristol in England, John O'Hara, John O'Hara. And from Rosenheim in Bavaria, on the electric guitar, young Florian O'Pardy. A little song, dance, mime, and the warehouse broom. Rather dishy if you ask me, young Ryan O'Donnell, Ryan O'Donnell. And now the man himself, the flautist, guitarist, and singer of the little outfit we've had here tonight, Mr. Ian Anderson.
his ground.